Yontif, Agid Yontif, Chayel, Shulchan Rav Shlita, Yaruch Yom Amlach Techa, Bez Hashem Yishvizayich, wants the whole Kiyla, Ksiv, Vachsim, Metoiv, Vachim, Ben Shliyor, Vani Chayim, Mizayin in all levels, Bez Hashem. And a big Yashikayach to Rav Landa, where is he? Yashikayach to Masada things. The Vanjim should bless you with a Ksiv, Vachsim, Metoiv, Vachim, Ben Shliyor, the Shechina should be Shroi, V'maasi Yedecha, for you, the whole family, the whole Kiyla, the whole Kal Yisrael, Bez Hashem. We should be zeichet to only hear Besuras Tavis and see Yeshua and Nechamis. We be as called Tzadik Barachman. You know, by the Chassidim, Chai Elul is the sort of unofficial beginning of the Avodah of Tishrei. And you know, there's a Kabbalah already. The Friedrich Lubavitch Rebbe said that he was Makabal. That the 12 days after Chai Elul, from Chai Elul until Rosh Hashanah, so it's Yom L'Chodesh. As every single day of the next 12 days, one could be misakin anything that was a havamina, something maybe going wrong in one of the 12 months of the year. Just like by Aseres Meitshuv, right? That's from the Ariya Kaddish, that every day of Aseres Meitshuv is misakin one day of the week for the whole year. So such a Kabbalah. So it's the beginning of the Avodah of Tishrei. You know, it's almost an impossible task for a yid to be asked to enter into Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. So, who could say that they're worthy of standing before the King of all Kings? So, you know, Rav Nachman Breslover said that the sicker the person, the bigger doctor they need. So the Rabbanu Shlom B'chazdei Ha'ein Soifiz, in his infinite kindness, gave us two very big doctors to escort us into the Yom Neroim. So Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh and the Baal Tanya. Those two neshamas came into the world. It's the birthday. Chayel is the birthday of the Baal Shem Tov, the Baal Tanya. So, lefi arkeinu, according to our madrega, and according to the time of right now, let's try to see a little bit of maybe something in akuda that we can take from the Baal Shem Tov, the Baal Tanya, to escort us into the Yom Neroim, Bez Hashem. You know, one of the biggest schools that we have for having a successful Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is, as the pasuk says in Sefer Melachim, as we know, "B'soich Ami Anoch Yeshavas." I sit amongst my people. I have to stick out. So it's an avoid of not connecting Jews to each other, you know, but to literally remove the mechitzas from each other to the point of where all there is just "B'soich Ami Anoch Yeshavas," just to bring amongst Yidden. That's it. It's not this type of yid is connected to that type of yid. There's no types of yid. It's just b'soich ami nech yeshavas. But you know, when you try to do that with Jews, then a lot of nefesh ha-bahamis is getting in the way. So it's a little bit hard to do that. But there's a little bit of a roundabout way. It's a derech haruchah shikatzara. You know, all Klal Yisrael comes from Torah. Yisrael v'rais v'kut shabrichu chad. So if you want to enter into that moichin, into that consciousness of b'soich ami noch yeshavas, that all yidden are mamish one, so then one way to do that without nefesh ha-bahamis is getting insulted or getting nervous, so it's by doing that with Torah. You know, Golus means that there's different sections of Torah. And, you know, maybe Hischal de Gula means that the sections of Torah connect to each other. But the Meichen of Gula Mamish is that there's B'soich Ami Noch Yeshavas. All there is Tairach HaSilach. All there is one Tair. So that's what we'll try to do. So let's take a sugya related to Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. In that way of B'soich Ami Noch Yeshavas, of Tairach HaSilach. We'll see how it connects with the Baal Shem Tov, the Baal Tanya, the B'derech HaVoid. So it's like this. We know the halacha is a basic rule in halacha, which is that you could be mighty people with things, right? So everyone has to make kiddush on Shabbos, but one person can make kiddush for everyone else. Shmei ka'ayna, right? You hear it as if you said it. So it's a big principle in halacha. There are exceptions to that, though. There are certain things that you can't be mighty someone else with. So for example, davening. So the Rishalmi says davening is a personal thing. It's a personal avoidance. You have to daven yourself. If one person, if Reuven wants to daven Shpineser a little bit loud, and he wants to be Moitzi Shimon, it doesn't work like that. Shimon has to daven by himself. That's the Yerushalmi. The question is, though, what about when you hear it from a Chazan? So if I just hear Shemoneh Esrei from Reuven, I'm not yoytze like that. But let's say the Chazan. Let's say the Chazan davens, and I want to be yoytze with the Chazan Shemoneh Esrei. Is it possible? Not of course, Rosh Hashanah, just all year. What's halacha? So it's the mission in Rosh Hashanah, the last mission in Rosh Hashanah. The last mission tells us it's machlekes between Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim. The Chachamim say that a Chazan is not able to be Maitzi, and even though you're in shul and you're hearing the Chazan, you can't be Yitzir from the Chazan. You have to daven yourself. The only exception is, say the Chachamim is someone that's an Eina Baki. If you don't know how to daven, especially you don't know the words, you don't know how to daven, okay. So that's already Chazal were makel for such a person, such an extreme scenario, the person doesn't know how to daven. Then the Chazan could be Maitzi him. But other than that, you have to daven yourself. That's the Shita of the Chachamim. Rabbi Gamliel says no. Rabbi Gamliel says it's not true. Just as the Chazan could be Maitzi mi she'ena baki, just like the Chazan could be Maitzi someone that doesn't know how to daven, he can Maitzi anyone as well. That's the Mishnah. It's Machlokes Chachamim Rabbi Gamliel. So says the Gemara records a price. The Gemara says, the Chum asked Rav Gamliel, said Rav Gamliel, you're telling me that the Chazan can might see everyone in shul. So what do you need quite Shemoneh Esrei for? So why don't you go to, by Shachris, let the Chazan just start Shemoneh Esrei. What do you need everyone to daven quietly first and then the Chazan? If you can get you from the Chazan, then do it like that, mitchila. So Rav Gamliel answered, you're right, Maskin. Such a thing would be possible. The reason why the Minigal was not like that is because they lahazder shliach tzibur tfilosai. Is in order to give time for the Chazan to prepare himself. Again, those days didn't have a sitter printed. So it's all about Peh. So, to get up there right away. So the Chazan needs some time to prepare, to, go over the Avoid in his own mind. So to give him some time, the Tzibur Davin Shemoneh Esrei. But you're right, technically speaking, the Chazan might see everybody. So it's Machlokes Chacham Rav Gamliel. How do we paskin? So the Gemara says, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan said that we paskin like the Chachamim. That the Chazan cannot be might see anyone with Shemoneh Esrei. You have daven yourself, again, unless you don't know how to daven. The only exception is, though, says Rabbi Yochanan, we pass on the Chachamim, except for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we pass on like Rabbi Gamliel. That technically the Chazan can be might see everyone with Shemoneh Esrei. Why? So, we'll see soon. But the Gemara says, even if you know how to daven, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is not everyone is so comfortable in the Nusach of davening. So, there's a hetter for Hashem Kip, we pass him like Rav Gamliel. That's a good one. Okay. So the Rosh brings down a minik from the Gaonim. The Gaonim had a very peculiar minik when it came to specifically Rosh Hashanah. But the minik was like this. They would rely on Rav Gamliel. We pass him like Rav Gamliel for Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. So they would rely on that. So let's say for the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, Malchi, Zuchanis, Rosh Shifers, these are unfamiliar brachas, right? So we only do it twice a year, So the whole Kehillah would not say those brachas, and they would be Yotzi from the Chazan. That's Rav Gamliel. But here was the oddity. What was strange was, the minhag by the Gaonim was, is that everyone still had a Quiet Shemoneh Esrei before them. But the Quiet Shemoneh Esrei was only of seven brachas, like your standard Musaf on Yontif, Three brachas in the beginning, three brachas at the end, and one brach in the middle, like for Musaf. So that's what they would do. Everyone would daven that quietly. But you're not fulfilling Malchi Zuchanis V'Shoifers. It's not really the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. And then by the Chazar Sashatz, that's when everyone would be Yotze, the real Musaf with Malchus Zuchanis V'Shoifers. That was the minute that they had. And so the Rosh points out, that's like a strange Zach, one of Shach. Like if you're Davin Quiet Shemoneh Esrei, Davin Shemoneh Esrei. If you're not Davin Shemoneh Esrei, you're not Davin Shemoneh Esrei. Like what's this weird thing that you're making, you're like having a Shemoneh Esrei quietly, but you're skipping two brachas. Like what is this? So the Rosh says it's not a good minig, you shouldn't do that. The Ramban in Melchames at the end of Rosh Hashanah also raises the issue, and the Ramban says it's not so crazy. Why is it not so crazy? Says the Ramban, because since you could be yotze with the Chazan, Rav Gamliel, we pass on like Rav Gamliel. So why are you davening Quiet Shemoneh Esrei to begin with? So that's what the Gemara said. The Rav Gamliel said to the Chum, the reason why there's a Quiet Shemoneh Esrei b'chalal is just to give the Chazan time. Lahazder shliach tzibur tfilosai, that he should be able to masader himself. So said the Ramban, since that's the only reason why you're davening a Quiet Shemoneh Esrei is lahazder shliach tzibur tfilosai, to give him time to prepare, so you don't have to say the full Shemoneh Esrei. The full Shemoneh Esrei you have to do that, you daven Shemoneh Esrei seven brachas, three in the beginning, three at the end, one in the middle, like a regular musaf. So you give enough time for the Chazan to be masader himself. You don't have to say the whole thing, malchus runs for shayfus. That's the Ramban's, that's the Ramban's way of understanding of explaining the minig. It's still a pella. So, I don't know, so So play yo-yo or something. Do cards. I don't know. Once you're davening a Shmoneh Esrei to give the Chazan time, then you got to make it a real Shmoneh Esrei. Again, still, what's this thing? You're making your a Shmoneh Esrei minus two brachas. It's not Shmoneh Esrei. So what's this Indian? Just because the reason why you're davening is to give the Chazan time, and Mela, like it's okay to do half-baked. What does that mean? So it's a very strange zach, this minig of the guy. It's question number one. Question number two. I mentioned before that we, how do we paskin? So that's Rabbi Yochanan said in the Gemara. We paskin like the Chachamim for throughout the whole year, but we paskin like Rabbi Gamliel for Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. What's interesting is, though, what's strange is that Rabbi Yochanan really said that twice. There are two different members of Rabbi Yochanan that really make the same point. Mm-hmm. The Gemara records that Rabbi Yochanan one time said that of all the Chachamim, there's Machlokes Chachamim and Rabbi Gamliel. But said Rabbi Yochanan, you should know Rabbi Meir, amongst the Chachamim, later on was maskin to Rabbi Gamliel. I think that was Rabbi Yochanan's tradition. That amongst the Chachamim, like there were some that were maskin to Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Meir. Why is Rabbi Yochanan telling us that? He's telling us that because his point is, he said that Rabbi Meir is maskin to Rabbi Gamliel by Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, that's what he said. Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, Rabbi Meir was maskin to Rabbi Gamliel. Why is he saying this? What's an afkaminim? So obviously, Rabbi Yochanan is trying to say we paskin like Rabbi Gamliel by Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, and he's saying, you know why? Because he's not just a lone shita. Rabbi Meir also agreed with him. So that's one time Rabbi Yochanan said we paskin like Rabbi Gamliel by Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. There was another statement to Rabbi Yochanan. Om Rabbi Yochanan, halacha Rabbi Gamliel by Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. You have to understand, by us, we just talk. We talk and talk and talk. I talk and talk and talk. But by the Amoraim, it wasn't so, when Amoraim said something in Beis Medrash, it was Tzimzach, and he didn't repeat himself. So Rabbi Yochanan said the same thing twice. He said that Rabbi Meir was Maida to Rabbi Gamliel by Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. In other words, you should pass him like that. And he also said straight out, we pass him like Rabbi Gamliel by Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Why twice? Okay. One final question. What's the reason for Rav Gamliel? Again, the sheet of the Chacham is that a Chazan can't be Maitzi anyone. Again, there's an exception. If you don't know how to daven, then we have no choice. We have to be Mekel, because what are you supposed to do? But if you know how to daven, the Chazan can't be Maitzi you. Why? It's a basic svara. Davening should be a personal zach. You have to. Why does Rav Gamliel disagree? Again, Rav Gamliel says the Chazan can always be Maitzi someone. Why? So in the Rishonim, there's two different opinions. One camp of Rishonim, the Ran, for example, and there's others also, that says, well, Rav Gamliel holds classic principle Shmei Koinim. Shmei Koinim means that if you hear someone say something, it's as if you're saying it. That's how you relate with Kiddush, right? That's how you relate with Megillas Esther. So Rav Gamliel holds. It's also true for davening from a Chazan. Shmei Koinim. Okay, fine. There's another opinion in the Rishonim, the Ritva, others, that say, no. It's not the regular principle of Shmei Koinim. It's a little bit different. What's the difference? So Rav says the logic of Rav Gamliel is that when you have a minion, when you have a tzibur, that's called like one person. That's called like one person. And the chazan is the mouth of that one body. So that's why, says Rav and others, that's why Rav Gamliel holds you could be yotzi with the chazan. Why? Because it's not shemei ka'ina, that it's one body. There's only one person davening. That's the whole tzibur. The chazan is the mouth of that one body. Okay, those are the two opinions of how to explain Rav Gamliel. Again, either Shmei Kain, a classic, or now you have a minion, it's one body, and now you have one body davening, and that's good enough. Here's the problem. The problem is, the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says the name of Rabbi Shubin Levi. Rabbi Shubin Levi said a chiddush. Poiter hoy Rav Gamliel, afilu am shebesadis. You should know, said Rabbi Shubin Levi. Rav Gamliel not only holds that the chazan could be mitzi the people in the shul by them listening to the chazan, but Rav Gamliel was also mekel even am shebesadeis, people that are honest that they have no choice, they're stuck. They're stuck in the boondocks. They can't get the shul. They could also be yotzei the chazan davens. They're also yotzei their chiyuv tefillah. They can't get the shul. It's an oinus. They're yotzei with Rav Gamliel holds. They're also yotzei with the chazan. That's Rabbi Shimon Levi. It's a pella. Whatever the reason that the Rishonim give to why people in the shul can be yaitzeh from the chazan, let's say Shmei Kaina, or it's because the minyan means it's one big body and the chazan is davening for that one big entity. That's good for people in the shul. For Amsha Besadis, they're not hearing anything. Amsha Besadis, they're not mitzarif to a minyan. You know, if you have nine people but there's one guy 5 miles away, it's not a minyan. So, what's Rabbi Shimon Levi saying? The same way Rabbi Gamliel holds that the chazan is mighty people in the shul, even though they know how to daven, the chazan can be mighty them, he's also mighty amsha besadis. What does one have to do with the other? If the way he's mighty people in the shul is because of either shmei kaina, or because a minion is one entity, what does that have anything to do with people in the field? Elamai, you want to tell me it's a new din, it's a new chiddush. Rav Gamliel is telling us a new chiddush, which is that chazal were makel for people that can't get to shul, it's okay. But that's not what the Rabbi Chanan, all the Rishonim put them together. That the same way Rav Gamliel holds the chazan is mighty people in the shul, he's also mighty people, Am Shavis Adis. So what's the mechanics? If the mechanics is Shmei Kaina, where Minyan makes it one big entity, how does that apply to Am Shavis Adis? So what's going on over here? Okay. Chassidus. It says in Pasuk, Breishis Bar Lakim is Hashemayim Vesaretz. Yeah? So far, so good? Yeah. Breishis Bar Lakim is Hashemayim Vesaretz. It says in the Targum Unkelis, it says in Targum, that Breishis Bara means B'chachmasa, that the Rabbanu Shalom created the world with Chachma. In the Sirach Doshan, that's taken, the simple pshat means that Hashem knew what he was doing, like when he had a plan. B'chachmasa, he has B'secha. In the Sirach Doshan, it's not like that. In the Sirach Doshan, not like that, but it's just more than that. In the Sirach Doshan, we find that this is telling us a basic principle in terms of the infrastructure of reality. Everything that we see is coming from a higher place. And just as it is with the physical world, in order to create a structure, there needs to be certain building blocks in place, certain systems in place. So there are certain types of materials for foundations, materials for windows, I guess, whatever. Different materials. That's the extent of my knowledge about building. Those are the two things I know. There's foundations and windows, that's it. Anyway, so just like that's true physically, so too there's, in the spiritual structure of things, behind the scenes of physical reality, there's a structure. What is the number one? What do you start with when you're trying to build spiritual reality? Or when you're trying to participate in that exercise? So the answer is B'chachma. Hashem B'chachma Yasad Arts, the Rabbanu Shalom, the foundation of reality is Chachma. On the spheres, in the 10 spheres, so there's one way of counting them, which is Chachma, Bina, Das, Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferes, Netzachot, Yisod, and Malchus. Whatever that means, L'maisa, Reish is Chachma. Chachma is the beginning. That's Breishis Bar Elokim, Es Hashamayim Ves Haaretz. Now let's understand. Not only is that true in how the Rabbanu Shalom created the world, that it's Bereishis Bar Elokim, that it's with Chachma, and Chachma is the beginning. And the Rabbanu Shalom Kevi'achal went from Chachma all the way till Malchus, till it's already, till this world, Asiyah Sheb Asiyah. But we know from Nefesh HaChaim and all the Svarim, it goes back to the Riyah Kaddish, that the truth is, what's davening? Like, what is this exercise of davening? What is the meaning of davening? Davening is, B'nei B'Shemayim El Yosef, davening is us participating, or maybe more than participating, in that inyan of creating heaven and earth. If a person is going through a certain inyan, there's something missing in their life, whether it be Bani Chaim Mizayin, the Gashmis, or Baruch Nias, it means that chalik of their reality is not complete. It's an empty lot. It needs to be built. When the infrastructure is there, of course it'll blossom with good things. Of course, if there's something missing in Olam Hazeh, it means it's a derivative of some chasar in the infrastructure in the Olam Yisrael Yoyna. So what's the avoid of davening? So avoid of davening is to be Isaac in Binyan, to be Isaac in that building of the infrastructure of Olam Yisrael Yoyna. And that's what in the Kisferi and the Siddur Hashash and all the Mekubalim, that's what davening is. The Miyachid Yehudim is to be Baina B'Shemayim El Yosef, to build that infrastructure. And just as it is with creation, it's Bereishis Bar Elokim, it's B'chachmasam, and Melo, that's how it is with the Olam Yisrael Yoyna that we're Isaac in, that we're building with our davening. It starts with Chachma. Now, what does that mean? How does that translate to davening? We're not going through the Siddur Rosh Hashanah right now. But that's what the Kavanas are about. That's what davening is. But here's the thing. It says in Pasuk also regarding Chachma, Chachma mi'ayin timatzei. Even Chachma has to come from somewhere. Chachma is the beginning. The Vilna Gaon said that, it says in Pasuk, Bereishis. So as I said, Reishis means Chachma. Chachmasa. But it's Vireishis. Beis Reishis. So the Gaon wrote that Bereishis means, and in truth, there's two beginnings. There's Reishis, that's called Chachma, that was what you said before. But even Chachma needs to have a foundation. Even Chachma needs its Reishis. Even Chachma needs to be rooted in something deeper. What is that? Chachma has to be rooted in something that's called Ayin. Ayin. In the language of the Seers, language of the Mekubalim, so that's called Keser. That's called the crown. Keser, and then Chachma, right? Ayin, then it's 11. Okay, whatever, that's not for now. But Chachma, the Ayin Timatzi, Chachma comes from Ayin. So in truth, let's understand this. In truth, in order for there to be a tefillah that's truly complete, there needs to be an effort in building the infrastructure from Chachma and down, certainly. Mm-hmm. That's Bereishis Bara Elokim, the Chachmasa. But there needs to be, in order for tefillah to have, even for Chachma mm-hmm. to have its foundation, in order to create a space and an environment in which is conducive for Chachma to appear, there has to be a space, there has to be a representation of Keser, of the crown of Ayin. What does that mean, Ayin? What does that look like? What does it look like when a person is davening in a way of Chachma? We know what that looks like. Again, on the highest levels, but in the Kabbalim, with Shemus HaKadoshim, with a little bit more down to earth, it means Pirush HaMilas. It means, you know, shuckling hard. You know, means for those that wear a garta, putting on a garta. You're being Isaac in the binyan of davening. That's Chachma. It's very good. But Chachma doesn't exist on its own. It needs to be rooted in Ayin. What does Ayin mean? So Ayin is hard to explain. There's two different ways how a person could experience Ayin. Could be the Merkava for Keser. Two ways. One Lamala and one Lamata. How does one embody that Bechina of Keser, of Ayin, of nothingness? Just like it is with creation, right? The Rabbeinu Shalom begins creation with an infrastructure. But where did the infrastructure come from? What was before the infrastructure? What was before the infrastructure is Ein Sof. It's like the Arizal writes in the beginning of Eitz Chaim. Rav Chaim Vital records from the Ariya Kaddish, beginning of Eitz Chaim. What was before the beginning of Chachma? What was before the beginning of any sphere, of any, before you can say any materials, any Zachim? What was before that? All there was Ein Sof, the infinite light of God Himself. And Ein Sof means you can't say anything, right? It's Ayin. It's nothing. It's nothing, not in terms of not being there. Nothing because it's so much everything that there's nothing to say. So there's one way how a person is makasha themselves to that way of Ayin. And that's through experiencing nothing. Experiencing nothing. By reaching that level and connecting to that inyan of Avodas Hashem that's called Hispashtas Hagashmis. That's called a complete divestment of physicality, your mamish Ayin. Again, not because of emptied out of everything. So everything, when it's Ein Sof, it's Ayin. That's one way. There's another way how a person gets to Ayin, and that's Lamata. You know, they say from the Chayz of Lublin, the Chayz was a Pella. The Chayz of what? He's called the Chayz, right? The seer of Lublin. So there's no one that had bigger madrigas than the Chayz. You know, it's an amazing thing. The Chayz was mamish, b'shiflus gadol. The Chayz held of himself is mamish, nothing. You know, by Aleinu, right? When you say by Aleinu, lahavnei, we daven to Hashem that we should be zeichet to have today. Lahavnei selecha kol rishi yaretz. That all Rishayim should turn to Hashem, should do tshuva. See what the Chayz used to say? Lahavnei selecha kol rishi yaretz, then he would say his own name. Yizri Yaakov ben Matal used to say his own name. The Chayz was mamish b'shiflos. Mamish held himself as nothing. And you know, it's interesting. In the base measure of the Chayz, it was known that by his chassidim, of all the chatziris, of all the courts of the rebbes, by the Chayz of Lublin, his chassidim were the most freilach, the most happy. Mamish b'simcha. It was dancing and party. It was mamish b'simcha the whole year. And what was ironic is that the Chayz himself was always not Chas V'Shalom the Atzma, Chas V'Shalom, not the Atzmas, but there was a certain Shviras Halev, there was a certain Shiflus. Almost Arkanikach, like a sadness almost by the Chayz. So it was one time, I think it was maybe the Kishnitzer Magid, but there was a big Tzaddik that was visiting by the Chayz. And the Chayz asked the Tzaddik, he said, I don't understand, could you maybe explain to me my Matzav? I'm surrounded by Chassidim that are happy all day. And it's mamish b'simcha rab my v'smedrish, and me, I'm like mamish there. So the tzaddik responded, I think it was the Kishin Zimak. He said to him that there's a lashon from the Zohar Kaddish. The Zohar Kaddish says, keser is okamu lagabi de lagav mine. The keser is dark. You would think, like, in other words, you would think that if you imagine like the spheres as being like light or dark, you know what I'm saying? Like as you climb the ladder, it's more lichtig. Down here, it's dark. But as you go up, it's more and more lichtig. The Zohar says, ironically, it's takachu. You get up, you know, Malchus is a little bit, you know, and Yesoid is lighter, and Hayd, and Netzach, all the way till Chacham, Chacham is Or. Chacham is Mamash Or. And then what's on top of that is Keser. It should be Mamash be the Me'or. It should be the source of light. Ironically, the Zohar says Keser is dark. Why is Keser dark? Because Keser is in the presence of that which is even above that. Keser is in the place of Ayin. So in Mele, it's dark. So the Kishin Zimak, I think it was the Tzadik said to the Chayz, he says, you're the Keser of the Beis Medrash. You're the Ayin from which the infrastructure of the Beis Medrash comes from. So the Beis Medrash is Lichtig, because it's Chachman, Bina, and Da, it's all Iris, it's Gevaldig, they're all Besimcha, they can feel the Iris. But all that Or has to come from someone that's the Merkabah for Keser. And there's two ways to be Merkabah for Keser. One is because the person has reached a level like, you know, like a Moshe Rabbeinu, like a completely Ayin and completely bottle his Pashat Sagashim, like the Nevi'im. Or so low and so down and so Shiflus and Nefesh and so at Tzibrochim that they're also Ayin from there. And from that Tzibrochimkeit, that is also Merkabah for Keser. So he asked the question, what's the Pshat in Rav Gamliel? Rav Gamliel holds that the Chazan davens, everyone's quiet, and they're Yotze davening with that. So I get some Rishonim, Shmeik Oina, some Rishonim, because the Minyan is one Inyan, one body. But then the question is, what about the Amshav Asadis? How are they Yotze with that? The answer is, the Chazan is mighty the people in the Shul. Why? The Chazan is Chochma. The Chazan is saying the words of davening. The Chazan is the embodiment of the structure of davening. That's exactly what the Chazan is doing. He's building Inyan and he's Miyachid, Yechudim, Skavon, Skaval, the Gezach. But where's the Keser? Where's the Ayin? Who are the people that are embodying the root from which where Chachma comes from, which is that place of Ayin? Who is that? Because whoever that is, Rav Gamliel's been Mechadish, they're part of the davening. Not only are they part of the davening, there is no davening without them. Said Rav Gamliel Achidish, the people in the shul that are quiet and they're doing nothing. All they're doing is standing silently, allowing the words of the Chazan to be heard. Said Rav Gamliel, they are the Merkava for Ayin. They're the Merkava for Keser. From them emerges the Kayach of the Chazan to be from Chachma down to Malchus. So said Rav Gamliel, they're Yaitse Davening. Why? Not Shemek Ayna. Not because the Min is one Guf. It's because they're part of the infrastructure of Davening. Which is the gilui of davening, the infrastructure is for Chachman down, but the root of Chachman is Chachmi Ayin Timatzei, they are the Ayin. But as I said, there's two ways how a person could have Ayin. One is B'tayrus Bittel, B'tayrus reaching a Madrega of his Hispashtus Agashmis. That's what the people in the Shul are representing. And there's another way to get to Ayin, to be Merkava for Ayin, which is to a Lev Nishba V'nitke, the way of the Chayz of Lublin. To be b'shiflus ha-nefesh. The Amshe v'sadis are that. What's going through their mind when they're stuck in the fields, knowing that right now the mamash d'olam is in the middle of kaddish, kaddish, kaddish? What are they thinking? We know what they're thinking. They're thinking, ugh, look at me. Look at my mazal. I'm stuck. Mamash in the sadeh. The Rabbanu Shalom must. My davening must be the worst in the world. The Rabbanu Shem is so disinterested in my davening that he puts me in a matziv where Imam is stuck in the field. It's one thing to be in there. I'm not even allowed to be in the shul. Mamish lev nishva v'nitke. Said Rav Gamliel, they're also yotzidab. It's because they're the merkava as well for keser. A person can be zach the madrig of keser milamala by being mevata, by getting to that level of bittel, which is what the tzibur in the shul represents, or a person could get there also milamata from a lev nishba v'nitke. This is all Rav Gamliel. There's a reason why Rav Gamliel is the one that said this. And why the Chacham disagree. So you have to understand, the Chacham, obviously the mechanics are the mechanics. Chacham comes from Ayin. So you definitely need Keser to be there. But the difference between how do you view davening, is davening fundamentally chachma, just needing some keser that to emerge from? Or be'etzem is really davening keser, and chachma is giving it context, and chachma is giving it words. Like, what is davening in truth? Is davening the infrastructure and the kavanis and pir shamils and all that? But l'maisa, there has to be some level of an ayin. There has to be some level of hachna, of bittel, of lev nishbar. Or is really davening just lev nishbar v'nidke? Just it's awkward to stand there silently, so you put some words to it. The truth is, this fundamental shaila is really dependent on what your root neshama is. There's neshamas that are rooted in the world of Mashiach ben Yosef, and there's neshamas that are rooted in the world of Mashiach ben David. Mashiach ben Yosef comes from that place that's chachma oriented. Yosef HaTzadik, it says in Pasuk regarding him, Ben Zakunim. Targum translates Ben Bar Chakim. Yosef HaTzadik is the Talmud Chacham. Yosef HaTzadik is the Mekubal. Yosef HaTzadik is the Maven. Yosef HaTzadik is Chachma. The Chachamim, who are coming from the world of Chachma, who are oriented towards Mashiach ben Yosef, which is the inin of Ben Zakunim, of Bar Chakim. The Chacham, of course, agree there's the inin of Bittel and Shvir Salev, of course, Chacham Yayin Timotze, but it's not the inin of Davening. The inin of Davening is Chachma and down. So, in the world of the Chachamim, if you're not Davening, if you're not saying the words, you can't be Yotze. If you ain't a bulk, if you don't know how to daven, then we'll have a special heter for you that we'll use Shnei Kaina, but that's it. Rav Gamliel is a Nasi. Rav Gamliel comes from Malchus Beis David. If Mashiach ben Yosef is the inin of seeing davening really from Chachma, Mashiach ben David, the inin of Malchus Beis David is the inin of realizing fakert, it's be'etzem keser. The inin is really bittel. The inin is really nelev nishma v'nivke. You need words to give context to it. But be'etzem, all it is a bechin of esbatlos. A lev nishma v'nivke is the etzem inin of tefillah itself. Therefore, in Rav Gamliel's mind, those that are in the shul and are in a state of ayin, or those that are amsha besadis in a state of leiv nishma v'nidke, they're all yoytze davening. The davening comes from them. They're part of the mahus, the mitzias of davening. This machlokes between the Chacham and Rav Gamliel is machlokes b'kol hashana kula. Because Rav Yochanan, ironically, Rav Yochanan said, "No mizar to Yosef kasi." Rav Yochanan himself he had the beauty of Yerushalayim. Rav Yochanan is from the world of Mashiach ben Yosef. His name means Chain. Yosef HaTzadik has a koich of Chain. Elokim Yochan Chabini. Yochanan Chabini. So, Davka Rabbi Yochanan, you know, because that's like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the axe to cut down the tree is made from the tree. So you need someone from the world of Mashiach ben Yosef to reveal the following truth, that the Machlokes is only throughout the whole year. And throughout the whole year, Gold Avraham Muhammad, it's masking. From Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Shem Kippur is not like that. Rabbi Yochanan said two things. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Rav Meir agrees to Rav Gamliel. You see, Rav Meir, what does the word Meir mean? Meir doesn't mean light. It means light. But Meir means the source of light. Or is Chachma. What's Meir? Meir is Kesef. Rav Meir agrees to Rav Gamliel and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And the halacha is like Rav Gamliel and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. It means whereas the whole year one can hold like the Chachamim, that the mitzias of davening is saying the right words and saying and being able to say after davening, Ani Agevra, I did this, you know, look at me. And yeah, there has to be some hachna, otherwise it's Perech V'Avir. It needs ayin. Mm-hmm. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah Kippur, the Iker Avoda is to awaken the Bechin of Keser. Baal Tani writes this, come out all the Mamor of the Baal Tani when it came to Rosh Hashanah is about this Inyan. What's the din of Rosh Hashanah? Why is Hashem judged? Like, what's this Inyan? It's interesting, the Kisvei Ari, the din is really an afterthought. It's not talked about at all. Come on. So what's the din of the din? The answer is, you know, so Hashem's on Rosh Hashanah be machadish the whole world once again, life in Chloe for the year. So Hashem is rebuilding Chokhmi, starting from the beginning. Baal Tani says, but the Rebbeinu Shem has a question. He asks himself the following question, which is like, why am I doing this again? Why am I doing this again? So Baal Tani says, oh, because because in Avodas Hashem, if we turn Olam Hazeh into Mamish Gevaldige place for Avodah, then that's a Gevaldige Zach. And then the Ribbono Shel Olam says to himself, yeah, but why? Remind me again, why am I doing this? But Tanya says there's really no answer. It's me'ayin. It's ayin. Chach is me'ayin timatzeh. What's the, this idea that's called creation, why? There's really no reason. We can't explain. Once there is a world, we know what the plan is. We know what the goal is. But why make the goal like that? No idea. So what's the avoid of Rosh Hashanah? That's where there's a din, right? What's the din? The din is like, should I get involved with this guy? Like, should I do, like, is it Kedai? Well, it was Kedai last year, but what changed? Okay. The guy's life may be changed, but fundamentally, the din is not necessarily because of something that the person did. The fundamental hisoiris of din is, the Rabbanu Shalom asking the question, it's like, again, where is this chacham coming from? Like, what's, where is this coming from? Why am I doing this? So what's the avoida? So Baal Tanya says, the avoida of Rosh Hashanah b'ikr is to be more the b'chin of keser. That unknowable, not you can't explain, you're not going to be able to explain it. Whatever you could explain, that's really chachman down. But it means to awaken the inyan of keser through a b'chin of ayin. That's the ikr avoida of Rosh Hashanah. Rav Meir is masking to Rav Gamliel and Rosh Hashanah. And the halacha is like Rav Gamliel and Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yochanan has to say the halacha is like Rav Gamliel, because don't think that the pshat in Rosh Hashanah and Kippur is really chachamim dik, which is like Shemei Ka'ina, but since Rosh Hashanah and Kippur davening is harder, so everyone is sort of not such a baki. No, it's not because of Shemei Ka'ina. It's halacha like Rav Gamliel. It's in the way of Rav Gamliel. It's because of the bitul nachno, because that's the metzias of davening on Rosh Hashanah Kippur. That's the ikra inyan of Rosh Hashanah Kippur. What's this inyan of davening a quiet Shemoneh Esrei? Even Rav Gamliel says, right? So that everyone can be yotzei with the chazan, but we have to have a quiet Shemoneh Esrei. Ki lahazder shliach tzibur tefilosai, in order that his davening, he should have time to prepare himself. What's the pnimis of that? Nothing in Chazal, nothing in the Gemara is just. I mean, you know, just a little bit on the side. Rav Tzadik says this. Abaye never said like a pshat, like the only things Abaye ever said in Torah is recorded in Shas. He must have said more Torah than that. Of course he said more Torah than that. So why are the statements of Abaye recorded in Shas those statements? So what Tzadik says, you know why? Because that which Abaye said almost, it was Mamasha Ruch HaKadosh emanating from him to the point of where he himself was compelled to say it. That's a statement that's recorded in Chazal. So you have a statement of Rav Gamliel. Rav Gamliel said the inyan of quiet Shemoneh Esrei is to lahazdir shliach tzibur tefilosai, to give the chazan time to prepare himself, to give him space to prepare himself. What's the pnimis of that? The pnimis of that is that's keser. What's the chazan doing during that time? Not just reviewing the words, but that quiet space and the inyan of the tzibur quietly davening. When you're saying words, like Vayomer Lekim, he are, that's called Chachma. What does it mean to say it quietly? Like Chana Medaberes Aliba, Chana is whispering quietly. That imin of davening quietly is a bechin of keser, is a bechin of this babos. It's like the Gemara says that a person who's mashmiya kol b'tefilas is someone that davens Shemoneh Esrei louder, he's a mekadli amona, it's a lack of amuna. Amun is keser. Amun is a bechin of keser. Person davens loud, it's like you're missing the inyan of keser. The quiet Shemoneh Esrei is the hazder shliach tzibur tefilosis. The shliach tzibur is going to be chachman down to give him the basis upon which he can do that. That's called keser. That's called keser. The bittel. That's what the tzibur is being isaac in by the quiet Shemoneh Esrei. Said the Ramban, and this is the meaning of the Goyim, that when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, the tefillah of the tzibur, which is lahazir shliach tzibur tefilosai, is a Shemoneh Esrei that's missing brachas. So here's the question, what type of Shemoneh Esrei is that? The answer is, I'll tell you exactly what type of Shemoneh Esrei that is. That's a broken-hearted Shemoneh Esrei. It's an ayin dik Shemoneh Esrei. It's a keser dik Shemoneh Esrei. A Shemoneh Esrei that the person is reading it, and they know they're not saying the whole thing. They know it's incomplete. That's a keser dik adab. That's lahazir shliach tzibur tefilosai. Of all the days, of all the times, dafka by Musaf Rosh Hashanah, where there's a din, dafka at that time, there has to be the huge hesayrus of keser. So the minig of the Gainim was, we're going to daven Shemoneh Esrei quietly, which is lahazir shliach tzibur tefilosai, to establish a keser upon which the chachma of the shliach tzibur can then be built. But it's gonna. It not only is it gonna be an ayin from above, it's gonna also contain within it an ayin from below. It's gonna contain within it the lev nishbar at the same time. It's because that's what the people are doing. They're davening Shemir Esrei quietly, which is bittel and achno, and incomplete. And incomplete. A Shemir Esrei, they know they're not yaitzei with. That's called the lev nishbar v'nivka. That's the ikra avayda of Rosh Hashanah. Everyone knows there's a famous ma'isa with the Baal Shem Tov, right? With the Baal Tekeh of the Baal Shem Tov, right? It's a famous ma'isa. Right? You'll know it, but you know. So it was, the Baal Shem Tov appointed one of his chassidim to be the Baal Tekeh, so, you know, he prepares a little time in advance, go through Pri Etz Chaim, Ante Hetzhar, come on, it's not at least Pri Etz Chaim, Siddur Arizal, different Svarim, and he's all, he has his notes, he has his, you know, he's all ready to go. And everyone knows the Maisa. What happens? The Baal Shem Tov steals it or causes it to be lost, whatever. And the guy is like, Ois Mensch before Tekiyas. And he has no choice. Baal Shem Tov says, it's time for Tekiyas. So he goes and he blows. And the Baal Shem Tov asked him famously, he saw on his face, like, well, you know. And he says, what was your Kavana? So he says, Rabbi, I have to admit, I had no I prepared, I didn't have it. You know, there was also part, one of the gears says that he made the Baal Shem Tov made him forget it, different. So he says, I almost lost everything, I had nothing. Baal Shem Tov said, Otazai. Because the Iker, like Baal Shem Tov said, again, there's different gears of how he said it, but it was something along these lines. The highest, deepest chamber, the only mafteach for that is a lev nishbar v'nivka, is a broken heart. That's the only thing. It's the only way. Every single day of the year, every single davening, there has to be some element of that. Rosh Hashanah Kippur, that is the element. That is the inyan. That is the inyan. The Iker kavana beit kiyas. The Iker kavana by davening. The Iker kavana going into davening. Going into Rosh Hashanah is to think of yourself as an Am Shebesodis. If you're an Am Shebesodis, that's exactly the type of davening that we need on Rosh Hashanah Kippur. That's what it means to daven Rosh Hashanah Kippur, to see yourself as Am Shebesodis. To see yourself, even daven Shemir Esrei, but it's incomplete. To daven Shemir Esrei and to think and to feel that you weren't yaitzei with that, good. How many times has this happened that, you know, you put in a really good Shemir Esrei, right? Mamash a good Shemir Esrei. And all the way at the end, right? And sometimes like the last second after Yul Ratzon and Rifi, oh, I forgot Akela, Melech HaKadosh. Forgot Melech HaKadosh. And then you know what happens. Of course you're going to repeat Shemir Esrei. But you know what happens. There's a Chalisha Zadaz. It's like, that, I just did a huge davening. And now what happens? The second davening is like, he does. Because you're ready Miyayish. It's like, this is what the Rabbanu Shalom. I gave you a good Shemir Esrei. And you needed to, because it's one thing if I was speeding through Shemir Esrei and I forgot a Melech HaKadosh, that's on me. But I was having Kavana. I was having Kavana. And for whatever reason, Rav Nachman said that just like it's very, very difficult to be like a Bachin Ol of Shas. So Rav Nachman said it's almost impossible to be a Bachin Ol of Davening. To go through Shemir Esrei and every single word is a. So why that word? I could have, maybe, you know, instead of forgetting HaMelech HaKadosh, maybe I should have, like, messed up in Rufain. Okay, but why did Baruch Hashem do that? No, those are the Beshmen Esrei. Those are the Beshmen Esrei. When you get out of Shemen Esrei, and you look back, and you realize you weren't Yaitzei, it's Gevaldik. Because that's Keser, that's a Lev Nishbar V'nivka. What do you think the Baruch Hashem wants? What do you think, you're going to impress the Baruch Hashem with your Kavanas? You're not going to impress the Baruch Hashem. You know what impresses the Rabbanu Shlomo? That's a bracha na'aretz. A yid that looks at himself as mamish, a metuav, and a meshukitz, and pacha shebevchusim. And like the Gemara always says, that when a person embraces that, again, not chas v'shalom in a way that brings you to more yish, but to be, and from there to realize that that's where the Shechina resides. That's where the Rabbanu Shalom wants to live. That's where he wants to be. That's the Chayz of Lublin. This is the Ikr Nakuda that the Tzaddikim have taught us. The Ikr Nakuda of the Baal Shem Tov. The Ikr Nakuda of Chassidus. The Ikr Nakuda of Chassidus is not the, you know, all the peripheral stuff. It's all Chitzanistic. The Ikr Nakuda of the Baal Shem Tov is this Nakuda. That it's davka, the lev nishbar v'nivka, it's davka, the shfar ruach. That's where the Rabbanu Shalom is. That's impressive. Al yoinim lamata v'tachtoinim lamala. That's the site of Rosh Hashanah Kippur. That's how you go into Yom Noah. That's Chayel, that's the avoid of this time. You go to Baal Shem Tov, the Baal Tani. The Baal Tani is the need of Chochmah. Baal Tani gives us the way of Chassidus that you can understand because it's mislabish and Seichel. But the Baal Tani's birthday is also the same day as the Baal Shem Tov's birthday. You know, the Baal Shem Tov, Chassidus mitzad the Baal Shem Tov was Lahach Yez Levin's coin to pick up small Yid, to enliven Tzabroch and Yidin. Where's the Mizrach HaMagid? Like, well, I don't understand. Like, if it's just if Chayel is just the birthday of like the Mount Rushmore of Chassidus, so why is the Baal Shem Tov Mizrach HaMagid also? Why is Mizrach HaMagid not? It's not just Stam and Mount Rushmore Chassidus. There's a Yichud going on over here. There's the Baal Shem, there's the Baal Tanya Dik Chassidus, which is with Moichin and Seichel v'chulu. And then there's the Baal Shem Tov Dik Chassidus. Not Chassid Shalom to make a chilul between them. You understand? The Baal Shem Tov Dik Chassidus is B'machaya Lo Neshames. And the Chiddush of Chayel is, that's the Inyan of Rosh Yom Kippur, that Chochm is B'ayin Timotzei. Chochm is an extension of that. The Baal Tanya is an expression of the Baal Shem Tov. Comes from the same Inyan. Their kavod is to take away this halacha l'maisa. Try not to be yitz with the chazan. I guess that's one halacha l'maisa. It's not recommended l'maisa. It's hard to every word. But the ikra halacha l'maisa is the way to come into Rosh Hashanah and Kippur is to feel like you're Am Sheva Sadas. If you feel like you're Am Sheva Sadas, good. If you don't feel like you're Am Sheva Sadas, that's when you got to start working harder. But if you're an Am Sheva Sadas and you feel like you don't deserve anything, and everything in your life has been a matanah and a shemayim undeserved, good, then it will continue. It'll in increased measure. Hashem should bless us, Taka, that the Rebbeinu Shel Gadar generation, Hashem Shel Gadar generation, as is no, it's mamash, it's a bracha in the hearts. It's a bracha in the hearts, that's what our generation is, but in the best of ways, in the best of ways, b'simcha rabba, b'simcha rabba, it's a bracha in the hearts, b'simcha rabba. The Rebbeinu Shel, because of that, will look down upon us, and Hul himself will escort us into Yom Neroyim from the Melech Basada, walking himself with the Hamayin Aram all the way to the Armin Shel Melech, to the palace itself. And we should be Zaych, each and every one of us, when we get to Rosh Hashanah Kippur, to have Yechidus with the Melech Malchim Lachim. And you know what's going to happen. You go to the Melech Malchim Lachim, so when the guards, when they ask you, when you're being Masada, to have that Yechidus with the king, the guards are saying, okay, you have your papers, all in order, everything stamped, blah, blah, blah. And that's what it feels like before the Yechidus. It's like it's all about my papers. I got to make sure everything's, you know, the paperwork is all taken care of. You know what happens when you actually get into the Yechal HaMelech? The Melech's not, he's not. The papers is, not, it's a waste of time. Oh, Yankel, I missed you. I saw you by the Sada, and El, I saw you there, but it's been a while. I've been waiting for you. At the very, very end, he says, look, let me see your paper. Okay, fine, I'll stamp it. The Inin is the Yechidus. It's like with the Kaddish HaKadoshim, it says in Pasuk regarding Moshe Rabbeinu. It says in Pasuk regarding Moshe Rabbeinu, V'nayadli l'chosham, by the Kaddish HaKadoshim, V'bein shnei akruvim, V'nayadli l'chosham, V'divarti yitcham me'al shnei akruvim, something like that. Hashem says two things. V'nayadli l'chosham, I'll forbring with you here. It's God, that's what it means. We'll just hang out together, the Kaddish HaKadoshim. Then I'll give you mitzvahs too. Really? The whole inyan of Kaddish HaKadoshim. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu going to Kaddish HaKadoshim? To hear mitzvahs. He has his paperwork already. That's not why. The official reason why you're going to Kaddish HaKadoshim is to hear a mitzvah. That's not really why you're going in. The reason why you're going in is v'nayadli l'chosham. You have to remember that when it comes to Rosh Hashanah Kippur, you're going to the Eichal Melech, to have Yechidus with Avinu Malkeinu, with Avinu Shebashamayim, with that reality which always was with us, Einoy Muvade Mamash. We should be Zaychet to B'nyadil Chasham, Ibn Shnei Akruvim, and that Yichud of Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David, on Rosh Hashanah, we were Paskim like the Chachamim, the even Chacham are Maskim to Rabbi Gamliel, Mashiach ben Yosef himself gives over the reins to Mashiach ben David. We should be Zaychet to experience that Yichud within it, with the Hesiris of Nishmas Maisha, Ibn Shnei Akruvim as Rosh Tevis Maisha. We have the Chasham, we should be able to experience that. And I niggle in the Biaskot, so the Barachim and Meher, and Amen.
Amen.